You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 52, Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today, we're taking a look at Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division, a song that helped launch the post-punk movement and became the biggest hit for the band. The song also served as a sad farewell to the band, who reinvented themselves later on. We'll find out more about the song and its lyrics in just a moment, but first, a little background on Joy Division. The band that would become Joy Division formed in the beginning of 1977 as the Stiff Kittens and featured Bernard Albrecht on guitar and Peter Hook on bass. After meeting at a Sex Pistols concert, the duo posted an ad in a local Manchester record store and found vocalist Ian Curtis and drummer Steve Brotherdale. After landing a live gig at Manchester's Electric Circus Club supporting up-and-comers The Buzzcocks and Penetration, the band decided to rename themselves Warsaw after a track on David Bowie's Low album. The rest of 1977 saw the band recording a four-song demo at Panin Sound Studios, the departure of Brotherdale, and the joining of his replacement on drums, Stephen Morris. It also heralded their name change to eliminate confusion with a London band called the Warsaw Pact. Their new name, Joy Division, came from the book House of Dolls, a novel of sadomasochism set in a Nazi concentration camp in which the Joy Division was the barracks in which prostitutes and other inmates were kept alive to service the Nazi soldiers. The band spent the early part of 1978 touring and recording tracks for their intended self-titled debut. However, unbeknownst to the band, a studio engineer had taken it upon himself to add synthesizers to several of the tracks that the band had recorded for the album, and when they heard the result, they scrapped the whole thing. Their first actual release came a month later, when demos that they recorded in 1977 had been repackaged as a debut EP entitled An Ideal for Living, leading to a prized invitation to a recorded session on John Peel's BBC radio show. In 1979, the band released their critically acclaimed follow-up and first full album, Unknown Pleasures, and continued touring despite Ian Curtis's declining health. Curtis, an epileptic, was beginning to suffer more frequent seizures on stage, which often went undetected initially due to his normally jerky performing style. The band began 1980 with more recording sessions for a follow-up album, and in April, released the single that would eventually make them a household name. The song was Love Will Tear Us Apart. The song, whose title is believed to be a sarcastic answer to the Captain and Tennille's Love Will Keep Us Together, was written by Curtis as an autobiographical account of the strains that his marriage was suffering. Curtis had been having an affair with a Belgian woman and was feeling more and more disconnected from his wife. The desperation that Ian Curtis felt from both his broken marriage and his fading health became too much for him. On May 18, 1980, 1 month after the release of the song, Ian Curtis hung himself. The suicide came just 2 days before the band was set to leave on a United States tour. the rest of the band were devastated and followed an agreed-upon pact to end Joy Division if any member left for any reason. The song went on to become Joy Division's biggest hit, charting a month after the suicide. It's been covered dozens of times by artists as diverse as Paul Young and Tuvan Throat singer Yat Ka. And the remaining members of the band went on to form New Order, adding Gillian Gilbert on keyboards. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.